church, just continue walking through the narthex, and eventually you'll meet some stairs, which will take you downstairs, and we will have for this hour of prayer. We want to take a moment to still our thoughts and to calm our senses. So during the following hymn, we invite you to put aside your thoughts, your anxieties, and the day already spent, and to rest now in this, the Lord's house.
God, come to my assistance. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Light and peace in Jesus the Christ.
Thank you. restored the well-being of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and absolved all their sins.
You have withdrawn all wrath and calmed the heat of their anger. Receive us now, Lord, as your God.
Will you be angry with us forever, from one generation to the next? Will you not instead give us life, and shall not your people rejoice in your coming?
Show us, O Lord, your everlasting kindness, and grant us your salvation. We will listen to what God demands, and always the peace of peace.
This is the peace for all people, to the faithful ones, and those who now turn on him. His help is near for all those who fear him. His glory dwells among us.
I mean, my life in some respects, maybe in many respects, would be considerably simpler, easier, if I were not a Christian, particularly not a Catholic Christian. But my parents, being themselves committed Catholics, knew it was their duty to bring me to a baptism shortly after my birth. It was their responsibility to make sure that I learned the truths of the faith and how to follow Christ. They were so sincere about it that by the time my father's brother was ordained a priest, I thought becoming a priest was a great thing. And now look at me. Up to my eyeballs. I'm sure. not really reflect on exactly what they were doing when they brought me and my five siblings for baptism. I'm sure it didn't really cross their minds exactly what they were doing when they taught us how to pray and sent us off to Catholic school. It may not even have occurred to them why they have been and still are disappointed that some of their children are not practicing Catholics. St. Paul, in this passage from Romans today, gives us a little hint as to why any of us would want to share what is important to us with anyone else. Why would we be apostles of the gospel? Why would we be evangelists? St. Paul suggests two reasons. First, he says, Christ himself became a minister to show God's truthfulness. We're ready to celebrate the incarnation, the coming of Christ among us, the union of God with man, the beginning of our salvation. But as St. Paul sees it, Christ came to fulfill what the Father had promised for generations. So one of the reasons that we evangelize is to show people how much God loves us, how faithful He is to those of us He has formed in His own image. My parents, as I hope your parents, love me as they love you. But the most important thing that they gave me was that sense of God's love. That God had chosen me and my brothers and my sister to share in the life of Christ. And that there was no greater gift that God could give, and therefore no greater gift than my parents could give. And in my turn, there is no greater gift than I can give than to preach the gospel and to invite others to share the gift of life in Christ Jesus. Because then they will know how much God loves them. Yes, Jesus died on the cross for our salvation. But when you look at the body of Christ on the cross, what you're really looking at is the ultimate sign of God's love for us, of God's faithfulness to us. It's as though He is saying, look how much I care. The crucifixion of Christ, then, is not fundamentally an image of horror and agony and injustice. It is that, but fundamentally, it is a sign of God's love. It took many centuries for the veneration, the piety, the sacred heart of Jesus to develop. But I believe that practice is what brings such a positive image to the crucifixion. That understanding that Christ is, as Paul says, a minister to show God's truthfulness, His love, His fidelity. But St. Paul then goes on to suggest another reason why Christ came. So that the Gentiles same kinds of food, or wearing the same kinds of clothes, you put on Catholicism, you digest it. That's the way it is. But really, when we share the faith, what we're doing is giving people an opportunity to respond to God's love, God's faithfulness, God's truthfulness. We are giving people an opportunity to give glory to God. Some people think that they have to go to Mass. Some people think they have to pray. Well, that's unfortunate. If we really understand how much God loves us, why Jesus came in the first place, our hearts should respond with a sense of thankfulness, a desire to give glory to this God. So the more of us who know about the story of Jesus Christ, the more of us who know God's love for us, the more there will be this chorus of praise of God. I'm sure some of you have had the opportunity to be not in a more reflective, quiet environment tonight to give glory to God, or maybe in a more charismatic situation, or in a large church filled with people who are really singing their praises of God. And you know how uplifting that is. There's a realization that the Word of God has truly entered into the hearts of people, and it can't help but escaping in words, in song, in gestures, giving glory to God. What did the angels do at the birth of the Savior? They sang, "Glory to God in the highest." They knew what was happening. So the Lord invites us to be ministers of the gospel, so that people will truly know God's love. And when they know it, be ready to freely glorify God.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Gather us in love from the places from which we have separated ourselves.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You came to those who are imprisoned in the darkness of ignorance and uncertainty.
Gather those who have fallen in faith and those who struggle in their grief.
Come, Lord Jesus.
We give hope to our world in trouble.
Gather those who are sick, those in poverty, and those in great need.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You will come again in glory to free all those who are sick.
Gather all people in joy into your kingdom, the heavenly Jerusalem.
Father, you show the world the splendor of your glory in the coming of Christ, the root of Jesse, born of the Virgin. Give us faith and love as we celebrate the mystery of God made man. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go.
Thank you, God.
plan was to join us, join Bishop, for a potluck dessert social, which obviously some of you provided some treats for. Thank you very much. In the refectory, which is downstairs here, so I invite you to join us down there and you know, meet us and connect with all the great things that are happening. Thank you for being here. We thank Bishop Conlon for joining us. We thank the music, Kevin and the ensemble here for their great music. And all of you. Last week, we had a good one. We'll see you downstairs.